Topic 5.5 is to describe how phosphorylation of ADP requires energy and how hydrolysis of ATP provides an immediate supply of energy for biological processes. So this is ATP that we're looking at, adenosine triphosphate. It's a nitrogenous base, in this case it's adenine, a ribose sugar, and up to, if you're looking at ATP, three inorganic phosphate groups. Okay, so it bears a passing resemblance to a nucleotide with extra bits. ADP plus phosphate, through forming phosphodiester bonds in condensation, can form ATP. If you want that energy back again, then you need to hydrolyze ATP to form ADP plus phosphate. You can make ATP using energy released from catabolic reactions. So cellular respiration is how animals make ATP. Plants can do that from catabolic reactions, and the catabolic reaction in question at the moment is the photolysis of water. So catabolism is breaking down larger molecules into smaller units for the release of energy. Okay, so they are breaking water down into protons and electrons and oxygen, and this using of water to replenish the electrons, the electrons being removed from the photosystems, that's all a sort of catabolism. Okay, we're also looking at it through removing hydrogen atoms from the intermediates in a metabolic pathway. So we're taking away those hydrogens. We are picking them up by a hydrogen acceptor, which is the reduced, that's our NADP. And the acceptor itself is going to be oxidized when electrons are passed on. Okay. So we've looked at our electron transport chain, and we remember that oxidation is loss and reduction is gain. Those electron acceptors are picking up the electron from the photosystems, and they're going to pass them along. And as they do so, remember, I've already gone into this, the energy from those electrons is being used to pump protons into the thylakoid lumen. Okay, what you're doing now is setting up an electrochemical gradient of protons. Okay, active transport requires energy. In this case, it's not using ATP, which is good because we want ATP. It's using the potential energy from the electrons. So you've got high concentration of protons inside the thylakoid, a low concentration of protons outside the thylakoid. And the enzyme ATP synthase is really good at being a proton channel, proton carrier. Okay, as those protons diffuse back down their concentration gradient from high concentration to low concentration, the energy that they are getting rid of as they lose their potential chemical energy is being used to generate ATP from ADP plus phosphate. Okay, you will meet this sort of setup again when we look at oxidative phosphorylation in topic 7. But that's it for ATP on topic 5.